Part 2 of the History of Way Audio and CPMG, as told by Ben Friedman.
All right.
Okay.
You, you, you.
Time machine.
66 WNBC.
FM 104.
Ben Phillips.
I'm going to start out back in the late 1970s when I knew who Ken Deutsch was and he knew who I was, and we possibly may have spoken a few times, but it all comes down to my recollection of getting a phone call from a guy by the name of Kelly Cotton at a broadcasting school by the name of National Career Consultants. And Kelly had told me that he had been in touch with Ken R. Deutsch in Toledo, and he was trying very much to sell a bunch of, as he described it, old scrap tapes. Tapes that were simply just for scrap value for the reels and the tape to record over, or just get rid of the tape off the reels and use the reels, okay, and the boxes. And those were tapes from the auction of Pam's Jingles in Dallas. And, oh, he had no idea what he had or what the whole purpose of Pam's Jingles had been, and what the function and the history of Pam's Jingles. And he was trying to tell me that these were for sale at, you know, pennies on the dollar, let's say, just for the recouping of the tapes, the tape and the reels themselves, which is the irony of it. But I got in touch with Ken, and we sort of made a pact at that time that Ken had decided he was going to go down to Richardson, Texas, to initiate the purchase of the first batch of the Pam's tapes and go down to do some investigating, which he did. And he came back, and I'll never forget the phone conversation when he came back telling me about all the wonderful reels of tape that he got that were, some of them were master tapes, but most of them were the reference copies of so many great stations, all the WABC and WLS and famous jingle stations, that he was coming back with all these tapes. And we had formed an agreement that, in effect, I pretty much dropped my singers in Buffalo to switch over to his singers in Toledo to sing over the Pam's Jingles. And we decided that there wasn't anybody that was claiming ownership. And I had spoken with Bill and Dennis Meeks about the whole issue. They were very down and out about the IRS coming in and swooping in and all the people that were involved in a finance company that came in and swooped in on Pam's. And so they were just sort of stagnated by the whole effort. And here Ken R. and I are there buying up all these auction tapes and deciding to go for the Pam's trademark, which I did. That was what I agreed to do. Go for the ownership of the Pam's trade name and to do the administration and marketing of the Pam's jingle effort. And Ken decided that he was going to do the jingle singing end of it if I could sell the jingles. And he had his singers going like goose grease over the Pam's jingles tracks that he got. And we didn't have the absolute dead nuts masters. We found out that the masters, Bill Meeks had a lot of them that he later sold to Ricky Kaufman. And the real motherload of masters was owned by Toby Arnold at the time, which we knew about. And I actually took a trip down to see Toby in the summer of 1980 and made a proposal to him to buy out him and all of his tapes. And he decided just to sit on it all. And so there I had Ken R., and the two of us decided to go goose grease with Pam's Jingles and launch it, which we did. And we had enough of the music tracks to be able to do something with it. And we dug up the music tracks that were either resurrected from some of the original masters. And Pam's had a strange, odd tape machine that they used to make reduce a lot of their masters and mix from their major multi-track tape machines down to a 10-track machine, which they had. It was a very odd head, had a 10-track format, which was similar to a 1-inch 8-track, which I happen to have, a 1-inch 8-track at my studio in Buffalo. It played 30 IPS and 15 IPS, of course. And we were able to mix down a lot of the Pam's 10-track tapes that Ken got from the National Career Consultants Broadcast School in Richardson, from the Pam's auction of the IRS, by the IRS, that is. And so here I am in Buffalo receiving huge shipments of 10-track tapes from Ken R., and I'm mixing down the Philadelphia story all of a sudden, which was like a major thrill for me, and mixing down other Pam's Jingle tapes and sending Ken the music tracks, and he is singing over them in Toledo, and Ken is also bursting into all of the different Pam's tapes that he came back with from Richardson and going through and digging out music tracks and making dubs of reference copies and organizing it all, because one of the things we were doing was going back to the great old AM stations of the past that had Pam's Jingles and proposing to them that they could, in effect, resurrect their old jingles. And we were, I did a custom package for WABC in New York back in those days, and we were able to take some of their old Pam's Jingles and re-sing them with the Dallas group. And, of course, I had two vocal groups at my disposal. One was the Toledo group that Ken had there, and they were quite good, and he did a nice job of it with Mike Sankovich on the lead singing role. And then I had Brian Beck in Dallas organizing the original Pam singers, and we got the original Pam sound perfectly dead nuts on the music tracks, so we were able to satisfy so many of our clients that way.
WKYC Radio 11.
What are we set for?
We're set
for what?
For action.
You guys, brilliant.
New WQAM Super Survey. Right. Available first thing tomorrow at your favorite record shop, right? You get yours?
No, came us up yet.
WQAM. Yeah, first thing in the morning.
WQAM was an amazing radio station.
Tonight is going to be another soul hour, so if you dig the soul sound,
yeah.
That dial right there.
And then I
yes,
no need to repeat yourself there.
I'm trying to get money to finish building dams.
Rick Shaw, Lone Ranger, and Tonto
right
Bits.
The street, right? Went to the bank?
Yeah.
What did the bank say?
Bank. Say no.
Here he is, my man, Joey Reynolds.
You listen to Grandpa, he'd tell you everything.
Where's Frank Zane?
On to Las Vegas!
Get out of here. Now, I want to tell you, I have to remind you, put your hand on the radio, send me a dollar. That's Joey Reynolds, WKBW, and I want to tell you that San Francisco and Los Angeles are going to fall into the ocean on April the 14th. Mark my word. Now, it is...
What an experience it was being an apprentice for the master, Joey Reynolds. Ugh. Gosh, I can't tell you how talented the guy was. It was just an amazement to stand there and listen to him and watch him do his thing. Man.
You're not allowed to fortune tell on the radio. Now, this is folly.
You will hear no more Beatle records on WPOP until these facts become public knowledge.
This was during the Beatles Are Dead thing.
First and exclusively to WPOP listeners as soon as we are so allowed.
Today from the Jimmy O'Neill Show, 13 minutes back.
There he is, Jimmy O'Neill. Well, that brings back, I should be going through and telling you a little bit about my very first experience in the radio business. We were on a vacation with my parents back in 1960, and we stayed at a little motel on Sunset Strip in Hollywood, California, and it was right near Hollywood Boulevard, and I decided to take a walk along the Walk of the Stars that you, everybody, I'm sure you've done it. When you've been out in Hollywood, walk along the Walk of the Stars along Hollywood Boulevard in the sidewalks. And I was going along and looking around, and all of a sudden I looked up, and here is a door leading to some stairs going upward, and it said KFWB Radio. So sure enough, being interested in radio, I walked up the stairs and walked into KFWB Radio, and there are the famous game show host Wink Martindale. And I remember... them saying, calling me kid, and saying interesting things like, so you want to see a radio station, huh, kid? Want to see how it works, huh, kid? And they were very nice to me, and I had my very first tour of a top 40 radio station back in 1960 at the wonderful KFWB studios in Hollywood, California. And what an experience that was to walk out of there wondering, huh, boy, I'd really like to go into this business. What an amazing business this was. And I had only been to a TV station previously to that, to WBEN TV Channel 4 Buffalo. Sounds like the announcer. WBEN TV Channel 4 Buffalo. I used to rehearse that over and over and over again. And so I started to really love the broadcast business back in those days. That was 1956 when I went through WBEN TV Channel 4 Buffalo.
And it happened to be in the Statler Hilton Hotel, which is where my first radio station became. WYSL Radio was located in the old WBEN-TV studios. Am I boring you here?
Buffalo's hit music station, 14 Rock, 14 Rock. Buffalo's hit music station, 14 Rock. Buffalo's hit music station, 14 Rock. Buffalo's hit music station, 14 Rock. 14 Rock. Buffalo's hit music station, 14 Rock.
One of the things that's very important to mention here that Ken R. and I were doing there with the Pam's Jingles is we were making history. The absolute historic events that were going on when we were doing the Pam's Jingles was just astounding.
Coma, the countdown sound of KOMA 1520. Go, go, Ricky the K.
All right, well, I know that the people to be now in the Pam's Jingle Enterprise want this prefaced that what you're going to hear now, it was done by me back in those days.
Pam returns to glory with incredible achievements. Through the 1980s, Ben Friedman's dream of redesigning the great Pam's classics for today's radio and to produce an entirely new generation of Pam's Jingle packages has come to full realization. A dream accomplished with old-fashioned business integrity, combined with a perpetual reverence for quality production. Market by market, the quest has been satisfied. New York.
This is Ben Friedman here with a history of Pam CPMG.
Tokyo, JOQR. London, Radio London. Los Angeles, KROQ. Chicago, WLS, WBBM. Detroit, WWJ, WHND. Philadelphia, WCAU-FM, San Francisco, KOFY, Boston, WMEX, Atlanta, WLKQ, Cleveland, WGCL, Miami, WZTA, and hundreds of other stations make up today's Pam's Jingle clients. But we don't want you to just hear it from us. Listen to what our clients are saying.
This is Bob Dayton, Program Director for WSBK Poughkeepsie. We needed a jingle package that was contemporary, hard-hitting, and custom-made for radio, and we needed it fast. First Fire was that package.
This is Joe Daly, Vice President and Director of Operations for the Command Broadcasting Group. In our group, we have radio stations ranging from traditional MOR to the Oldies Channel to CHR. We found PAMS can deliver the jingles we need for all of our formats at the right price.
My name is Bob Mitchell from Y94FM in Syracuse, New York. Over the past 4 years or so, we've ordered at least 30 or 40 cuts from PAMS classic jingles. Most recently, we ordered some for our AM station for their weekend specials that they have on their Million Dollar Weekend. And I have to say, I'm very, very pleased not only with the quality of the jingles, but the service that we received from PAMS. They've done a great job.
Hi, this is Don Kelly, the program director of WMIX in Baltimore. I first heard about the rebirth of PAMS from Bob Mitchell at Y94 in Syracuse, and we wanted to do something to set our Saturday Night Oldies show apart from the others in town, give it a special Baltimore feel. And by using the PAMS jingles, we were able to use the same cuts that aired here in Baltimore back in the 60s on the AM stations that were popular then, and it really gives a special feel to the show. It sets it apart and gives it a personality. We bought quite a few cuts for our Saturday Night Oldies show and our weeknight 60s at 6 feature, and we're very happy with it.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Richard D., alias Dick Hayes, Jack Hayes, and even Jeff Boeing while in Seattle back in 1968. During the 60s, I first became personally acquainted with Pam's Jingles in 1965 while jockeying at Powerhouse CHUM in Toronto. After that, I had the pleasure of working at other stations where the jingles were in use. To me, Pam's jingles have personality. They literally made the radio stations on which they were effectively used in the 60s. My radio station here in Detroit represents the 50s and the 60s. So what jingles could I use that would be more reflective of the era, that could be tailored to my exact needs and that would represent the highest levels of excellence in musical arrangements? The obvious choice was Pam's. You know, I recently attended a programming conference conducted by my company, Greater Media. When I played my station's composite tape, including my new Pam's jingles, for the other program directors, they were impressed.
I'm Gary James, program director of WMEX in Boston. There's a certain ambience created by using Pam's classics that I believe an oldies listener realizes. Thanks again. Our station sounds great, thanks to you, Pam's Jingles.
Hi, this is Uncle Fred Horton, program director for 98 WTRY in Albany. And over the past 8 years, I've used Pam's classic jingles to program the Oldies Party at WYYY in Syracuse, and for regular programming jingles for WDRC in Hartford and here at WTRY in Albany. I've used a combination of Pam's classics combined with other contemporary jingles from Pam's to program Oldies stations throughout the country. Does it work? Well, just look at my ratings in Albany. Pam's jingles and Pam's classic jingles are the best buy for my bottom line. I really like them. They sound great. The voices are as good as any other jingle company, if not better.
Hi, this is Frank Holler, program director of WDRC AM and FM in Hartford. Our FM, Big D103, is the highest-rated gold-formatted station in America based on average quarter-hour shares of any of the top 50 markets according to the Fall 87 Arbitron. The key ingredients in the success of Big D103 include a well-balanced selection of solid gold hits from 1955 to 1975, hard-working personalities, exciting promotions, and a very strong musical identity created by Ben Friedman and Pam's Productions. Big D103 doesn't wallow in the past. Rather, it's a radio station that sounds contemporary in presentation, seasoned well with the atmosphere of the 60s, and it's the use of Pam's jingles that puts it over the top. For my money, Pam's Productions provides jingles of the highest caliber. The Dallas Singers used by Ben Friedman and Pam's are the best in the business. In fact, the quality and care provided by the Dallas Singers on the cuts Big D103 has purchased surpass the sound of the original Pam's work of the 60s and 70s. Besides the Pam's classic cuts offered, if you're looking for contemporary jingles for any format, Pam's Productions delivers. Recently, I ordered a package titled First Class from Pam's for an AC format. The cuts are fresh, well-orchestrated, beautifully sung, and highly memorable. Pam's Productions is the best jingle company in the business.
From Buffalo to Bangkok, from New York to new countries, in Japanese, French, Spanish, Italian, Finnish, and even Hebrew. In over 25 countries spanning the globe, Pam's has once again established a dynasty in the field of station ID jingles. And there's more. Great advertising agencies and national commercial clients have turned to our commercial division headed by Ken Deutsch. Clients like United Airlines, Pizza Hut, The Wall Street Journal, Sony, and others turn to Pam's for brilliant productions with that Madison Avenue flair.
You're not just flying, you're flying the friendly skies.
Pam's is standing by to provide you with the best syndicated jingles you can buy. Here's why. 1. We have one of the largest selections of ID jingle tracks. Over 3,000 titles recorded between 1955 and 1988. Including over 500 amazing contemporary jingles recorded since 1985. ID jingles for every format and every specialty usage. 2. Pam's utilizes the best creative staff in the business. We use the industry's best talents. We provide the studio conditions that bring out that extra sparkle, the Pam Sparkle. 3. Pam's gives you quality you can count on. Excellent reproduction of your instrumental track. Full vocal sounds mixed and processed to match your station's specialized equipment. And a guarantee in writing to back it up. 4. Service that is truly service. In 1988, the name PAM signifies Production and Marketing Services. PAMS, with a big underscore below the S for service. No unreturned calls. No demos fail to be mailed out. No 120-day delivery. No hassles over lyrics, logos, or licenses. The PAM sales staff make it a pleasure because you're dealing with people who truly enjoy what they're doing. Mike McBride, Brad Shepard, Peter Kanz, Barney Pipp, Don Weitz, Denny Teresi, Joe Daly, Jim DeMunk, Ron Furby, Carl Panzarella, Barry Charnley, Chris Elliott, and Dave Langer. The PAM sales force is standing by to serve you around the clock and around the globe. Enclosed are the demos you have requested. Note each cassette is supplied with a capitalized guide sheet. To order, we recommend the following procedure. Review your sales representative's notations on your guide sheets. This will make it easy for you to locate cuts for consideration. Give the various material a first listen, noting any interest on the guide sheet. Remember, we can imagineer your lyrics adapting to any jingle on our demos. Your sales rep will have advised you of our general pricing structure in order for you to do rough planning. In the production studio or with a cassette duplicator, make a rough composite dub of your potential choices as you go along, disregarding total quantity for now. Fine-tune your choices by selecting instrumental styles. Note the various vocal styles. Consider how they will adapt to your needs. Let your creativity flow. Upon completion, review your choices. By process of elimination, choose the group that meets your budget. Your budget is an important consideration. Remember, like your music, jingles must be rotated to accommodate your specific needs. A variety of cuts, typically 20, are needed to avoid long-term burnout. Now, make a dub onto another tape, thus designating your final selections. Your PAM sales representative will promptly provide you with a final quotation and licensing agreement. PAM's custom designs your re-sings, providing you with maximum options, including your choice of singers, logos, blends, harmonies, special effects, and audio processing. We work with you to get what you want. Now, let PAM's give you the edge over your competition. Turn to PAM's for a brighter, more alive feeling in each and every cut. Review our many reference cassettes or reel-to-reel demos. Do it yourself. Turn it up. Brighten it up. And let the PAM sparkle shine through loud and clear. PAM's Jingles gives you the best image. And that's the point. Image jingles engineered by the PAM's experts. In other words, imagineered by PAM's. We hope you enjoy your demos. Thanks for your interest in PAM's, the number one name in jingles. Copyright 1988 PAM's Jingles, a division of CPMG Incorporated, in cooperation with Alpha Sound and PAM's International. For more information, call 716-834-CPMG. Creative Productions Marketing Group, Buffalo, New York, Toledo, Ohio, and Dallas, Texas.
What you just heard was a demo I made back in the late 1980s, and it was specifically targeted for CPMG and has absolutely nothing to do with the PAM's effort today run by John Walford. Just to make sure that you know that that is not something that is available now. That was something right out of the history, and you heard it first right here on this website. Brought to you by the Jingle Arc and David Hemsley. This is Ben Friedman with the history of CPMG and Way Radio Productions. And that is exactly what you're listening to here, Friends and Neighborhoods.
The best oldies with Uncle Fred. WTRY.
We were also honored to be able to have stations like CBS FM and WNEW and WNBC Call us up and work out a deal. WLS in Chicago, K-Earth in Los Angeles, WQAM in Miami. My favorite stations from the 1960s were all of a sudden ordering Pam's Jingles re-sings and redoing a lot of their old classic jingles and putting new lyrics and keeping their same melody line and end signature logo and putting new lyrics in the front. And what an honor it was to do those. And Kenar did a fantastic job in Toledo with the vocal group there, and we were doing them at a, let's call it a discount rate. He was charging me, I'll tell you, I'll let you in on it, $30 a piece to do re-sings of pretty much any length on a jingle for $30, and I was reselling them for prices like $75 or $100 a piece, and we were bringing in the money, and I was able and honored to be able to pay Ken for his singers to do that, and then with what profits we made, we were pumping it right back into the company to promote and market. And with the help of my buddy Peter Cans and my attorneys, we went for the trademark for Pam's Jingles. And I have been talking with Bill and Dennis Meeks and Toby Arnold, too, and they all agreed they weren't going to go for it. And it opened the door for Ken R. and I to go. And I went, CPMG Incorporated, for the Pam's trademark. And I had spoken with Jonathan Walford about it at the time, back in 1980, and he wrote me a letter, and he was not at all interested at the time in Pam's Jingles. Of course, he changed his mind on that in later days, and that was his option. And I was pleased to work a deal with him in 1997 to put it all back in his hands. He was one of the original jingle-collecting buddies of mine, and I felt a lot of loyalty to him. And our relationship that I had with John Walford and with Eddie J. Rothschild and with Ken R. Justice. But we were all kind of like teenage jingle collecting buddies together, and we had a lot of loyalties and dear friendships. There was no question about it. And so everything kind of worked out good over the years with the whole history of Pam's Jingles. And I kind of went in another direction with the Ben Friedman Productions back in the mid-1980s, and then also with Gwyn Sound. And my relationship with Tommy Gwynn and my loyalties for developing the Gwyn Sound brand and doing things with Gwyn Sound. So a lot of good things happened over these years.
We'd like to introduce you to PAMS, Production and Marketing Services of Dallas, Texas. Founded in 1951, PAMS is the original ID jingle company. With almost 40 years continuous experience in the field of quality audio creations for radio and television stations worldwide. As part of the Creative Productions Marketing Group based in Bexleyheath, Kent, PAMS is able to offer UK radio stations a direct link with Dallas. The PAMS UK sales team will ask you what you need, find out what you're looking for, and work with you and Dallas to create exactly what you want. But enough of the sales pitch. And on with some examples of our work. To set the scene, let's take a trip to Kettering, North Hants, and hear the sound of 1530 KCBC.
KCBC, classic gold.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
Program director Howard Rose wanted quick but attractive identification that would be most effective out of commercial stop sets and news bulletins. However, he also wanted to avoid the all-too-familiar shotgun style of jingle. PAMS came up with the answer.
What a new set of wheels, John. Have you seen that Evening Telegraph? It's got thousands of motors every week, especially on Fridays. All the models across the price range. It's bound to have the one that you want.
Do you know where the best deals on wheels are? The Evening Telegraph does.
At ITN, I'm Richard Bath.
1530 KCBC.
At ITN, I'm Richard Bath.
1530 KCBC.
I think about my baby up
perfect little lady. I think about her shiny golden hair.
Listen now to the complete KCBC package, including selected alternates.
1530 KCBC.
To me talking about the history of Ben Friedman and my representatives in England and my British connections. And I originally will start with Mr. Roger Squire, who a lot of you people in England are probably going to remember, the little catalog that Roger Squire used to send out in the mail with all his little jingle paraphernalia and his little radio production libraries and his connection at the time with Century 21 programming. And so I kind of lined up with Roger Squire and his friend Steve Adams, and Roger actually came over to Buffalo to visit me and witness one of my recording sessions and take a tour of my tool factory that my dad and I ran in Buffalo and see my studio. And we sort of organized the whole conceptualization of CPMG at the time. And then he just sort of petered out a little bit in the late 1970s and enters Barry Charnley and Steve England and Chris Elliott and Dave Langer. These guys, especially Barry, were extremely reliable and trustworthy, and that was a factor that was very important in a relationship with a British distributor, I'll tell you that. And Barry came along and was very anxious to tie in with his company. He'd sort of changed the name of it to CPMG International, and I believe he also changed it to PAMS International under my auspices, and it was fine. And at that time, we had pretty much received the trademark for PAMS Jingles at that point, and we were trying to put in on the copyrights over the years. And with being associated with Ken R. and the relationship with Barry was very productive, and he was very dedicated to the cause, and he lined up a lot of British stations, and I know some of them were like Radio London and Radio Jackie and South Coast Radio, and so many that I'm sure everybody over there in England is well aware that we did. This is beyond my connections with Radio Luxembourg and what I did with Way Radio Productions and all of the various DJ jingles that we did. And that one jingle that we did called The Best Sound Around, because the man's in town with music just for you, ba-ba-da. I'm sure all of you remember that jingle. We did it for hundreds of DJs over in England. I think it was called The Best Sound Around or The Best DJ in Town or something like that. We just sang it for so many people. I sang it with my singer, female solo singer in Buffalo, and then Ken did it with his girl in Toledo. I'm sure that all of you probably know, and if you have that, David, you can drop a version of it in right here.
Now you can promote your discotheque as the best in town with the PAMS Mini Song. The song accepts many different lyrical ideas and comes complete with four alternative mixes. Here's the full song.
The best sound around, 'cause the man's in town. Music just for you, Rob Merrill's.
Free version A, an open front version suitable for voiceovers or promo announcements.
Rob Merrill's.
Free version B,
the best sound around.
donut version.
Rob Merrill's
Free Version C.
The best sound around, 'cause the man's in town.
A useful vocal-only mix of the whole song.
With music just for you, Rob Merrill's.
Finally, Free Version D. Your name on its own.
Rob Merrill's.
Well, there it is. What I call the best sound around and the best show in town with music just for you, fill in the blank, DJ. I forget really the name of that jingle, but it's wonderful. And we did it for hundreds of clients over there in England. And hopefully we had a version there that we could run for you. I'm speaking about my various connections with Way Radio Productions and CPMG Incorporated, with my connections in England. And now we're sphering into my connections with Steve England and with Alpha Sound. And we did some sessions in Dallas, Texas, where we took some of the old Pam's jingles and some Alpha Sound jingles, and we sang over them with Brian Beck and the Dallas Singers. And then Steve England came to Buffalo to visit me and to see my studio, and we all got together, Ken R. and Steve England and myself. We have some photographs there on my website of the three of us in Buffalo and having a good time working in my studio. And Steve's a remarkable guy. He and I have matching hairlines. And the one thing about working with guys like Barry and Steve and Chris Elliott and Dave Langer and Alan Boley was another guy that I worked with, is there's a reliability factor that was unparalleled. And I can just remember so many times when I had to depend on somebody coming through for me and closing a deal, or you know, actually just doing what they were supposed to do. And I've had some other agents that have been in other countries. I'm not going to mention names, but they fell flat. And I had so many good connections in England and so many reliable connections with people, and also bringing up my buddy Emperor Roscoe, Mike Pasternak, who was such a good connection for me and helped us do so much. Helped us with our connections with Johnny Beerling and BBC Radio 1 also. And we thank you, Mike Pasternak, Emperor Roscoe, the one and only mighty emperor. And it's Ben Friedman here talking about the history of my British connections and Way Radio Productions, Way Audio Creations, and CPMG Incorporated. And thank you to Alan Boley. I didn't mention too much about ATB, Alan T. Boley, who's now in Spain. But he was originally my second major distribution connection in England after Roger Squire and Steve Adams sort of petered out. I don't know what happened to Roger Squire. If anybody knows, send me an email to thejingleguy@comcast.net. I'd like to know what happened to Roger Squire. I'll never forget the time that we were going through the drive-through line at Burger King, and we pulled out of there. He had never been to a drive-through window, and I remember him saying, "Oh, the thing I like so much," and I can't do a British accent, "the thing I like so much about this restaurant is the name of the place, the King Burger." And it's Burger King. You know, he was calling it King Burger. I remember that. But it's one of those little things that you remember that doesn't mean a whole lot now. But anyway, again, my best greetings go to Alan T. Boley and Roger Squire and Steve Adams, and also to Steve England, or Steve Prentice, the real name, and Barry Charnley, Chris Elliott, and Dave Langer. And I will tell you that this is the history of Way Radio Productions and Way Audio Creations, CPMG. Ben Friedman here, thanking you for listening. And I will tell you that the end of this little section is coming down, but we are going to go on now, and I'm going to go on to the next section and tell you about my association with the one and only Mr. Ken Justice coming up here.
Look out for part three, coming soon. Part two of the history of Way Audio and CPMG.